I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits. Nothing at all, buddy.
What about boozing? Is that off limits?
Yeah, it is. Mm. Talk to me. Come on.
Come on. What do I need to talk about?
First off, Alex, come on. Mate, Are you still sober? That's what everyone's still wondering. Are you still sober? And be honest. I don't want you to lie.
I'm drunk.
No, you're not drunk.
I'm drunk on life. See, this is what happens when you stop drinking.
I
wake up in the morning now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's birds singing.
Yeah.
I trot out of bed.
Why are you trotting anyway?
Because I'm so light now. So light that I'm not being weighed down by that heavy beer. I trot around my apartment, like kissing doves.
Why have you got doves in there?
I don't know.
A lot of bird analogies going on.
They just flew in.
They flew in, okay, yeah.
Through and through an open window.
Yeah.
And I go stand in front of the mirror.
Okay, what do
you
do?
And I see this new image and I go, fucking hell, you're a massive loser.
Yeah. Are you talking to and yourself? Then, yeah, what image is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's just me.
It's just you.
It's just me. And then I go and I just punch a pillow and I'm like, why did you take away the one thing that I love in life?
You punch left-handed or right-handed?
Both.
Oh, is he double punch?
Double fisted at the same time.
Bah!
Yeah.
And what noise do you make?
Give me that booze.
You do that.
Give me that booze.
Wait, do you say that back to yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, I then go back to the mirror and I go, yeah, you're still a fucking loser. But basically, it's going really well. It's going really, really well. I'm angry.
I know you are. Did you say
I think I'm in that lull period.
Yeah,
I'm in the lull. So I think there's we were talking about this earlier, there's a 2 week lull. So you actually end up feeling a little bit shitter for a
while. No, we'll explain that. You said this to me, so I haven't drunk.
You're joining me now.
Oh, yes.
You see me doing something. This is what you always do.
Oh my God.
You see me striding forward, progress. You're like, wow, look at this guy.
I don't see that.
Oh, I better jump on and get on his coattails.
Coattails?
Yeah.
What do you mean your coattails? What do you mean coattails?
It's a saying.
So I hold on to your coattails.
Cake tails.
What was that?
Your coattails. You'll probably be like, oh, do you know where that comes from? Yeah. In fact, we've gone then.
I was about to tell you that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you now.
Why?
Because you asked me for it, and I don't give things out that you ask for.
Yeah, you annoy me.
I'm embarrassed for you. I'm simply embarrassed. You're a joke.
Simply embarrassed.
Yeah, that should be your band name.
Simply embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the stage, Simply Embarrassed.
Just kind of really red-cheeked. this is kind of awkward, but we've actually forgotten all of our songs. We're Simply Embarrassed. Thank you. Just walk back on stage.
So you just walk out and constantly embarrass yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, just tripping over the cables. Like, oh, fuck, sorry.
So I haven't drunk now for 3 weeks.
What? So you just set me up.
I started it before you.
I'm sat here like, whoa, it's a big, big thing that I've done nearly a week. Yeah. It's not, because you're just there.
No, I'm helping you through this whole period. I haven't drunk for 3 weeks. I also had a lull.
Yeah.
I had a lull as well.
Yeah.
You scratching your neck?
Yeah, so I'm actually not listening to you. I'm just worrying about my beard.
You're just scratching your neck, thinking about something
else. I'm thinking about how I can beat you up after this.
Get
you in a noogie. Anyway, right. So
get you in a noogie, or you get me in a headlock, then give me a noogie.
Oh, yeah. That's it. See, this is what happens when I don't drink. I forget my fighting stance.
Forget your bullying talk.
forget my bully chat. It's only the beer that brings that out. But right, so you had 2 weeks. You're now out of it.
No, I'm not quite out. So I had
are you tired, sir? You look a bit...
I had the one week grace where you feel, yeah. Then you have the 2 week lull. I think I'm coming out of that soon. However, I went out for dinner. Mm-hmm. On Friday night, and I went out for a lunch on a Saturday. Both times I didn't drink, but you get this sort of thing. Oh, you're not drinking. I think I'm the catalyst to the fun. That's what I think.
Is that in your book?
No, it's not in my book, but it should be.
Little thing you'll know about me.
That should be the title.
The catalyst to the fun.
That should be the title of my book, Catalyst to the Fun.
Your follow up.
Yeah. Maybe a book two will be. I honestly do because, you're not drinking, Jamie. Boring.
Can they take the profits from the first book? And do a big ad campaign. I want to see you on TV, billboards.
I kept the profits from the last book and put it back into my second book. Yeah.
Did you carry it to the bank, waddling with your swag bag?
Swag bag.
That's where you put cash in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I went out for and I had a late night, so I got to bed. Oh, you are tired. You just rubbed your face. Look at that.
It's tiring. It's tiring.
Tiring doing what?
Doing this hard work.
What? Just not boozing and cuddling puppies?
Be inside my head. The constant battle.
It's not quiet, is it? It's loud for you.
Yeah. I've folded my shoulders. I'm falling apart. I am definitely in the bowl. I folded my shoulders.
You folded your shoulders. It's simply embarrassed, everybody.
He's folding his shoulders on stage.
He's folding his shoulders.
Right. Anyway, so no, I'm definitely in the two. I'm entering the second. I'm entering the second week. I don't want to stay here for too long.
What's the password to get into the second week of doing no booze?
There's no password. You just headbutt the door open. Let me in. I want to get out of this.
I want to get out of this first week of no booze. Get me into the second week.
Yeah.
It's like you've just beat a boss in like a Sega game.
Yeah, I was very good at that, defeating bosses. But anyway, this weekend very wholesome.
Yeah.
I went to the countryside. Played with a puppy.
Yeah. Just a random puppy you found.
Just a random puppy. Stole the puppy.
I know what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to go to the countryside and find a puppy and play with it.
Yeah, that literally sounds like heaven. It was a great idea. Really enjoyed it. And I ate a roast.
Yeah.
No meat. What's up?
Why did you point to me? Yeah. Why did you point?
What did you do this weekend? You probably went into a slaughterhouse and went, my church, my people. Start singing choir hymns.
So you had a nut roast. Well done. What do you want to applaud? When he phoned up Earthling Ed, phone him up. That's what you did.
He actually messaged me.
He messaged me too.
That's because I messaged him saying, lovely to meet you, I think. Felt obliged.
Oh, he messaged me first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think he needs to do a bit more work on you. That's probably why. but how is your...
continue. You had a nut roast.
I didn't have a nut roast. I had some vegan sausages. I can't remember which ones.
And you had no booze. The point is, you had no drink.
I had a no secco. Which was nice, which is okay. No booze Prosecco.
For what reason? Because you like the taste of Prosecco. I've never seen you drink Prosecco in your life.
Yeah, it wasn't my decision. It was just there.
So you were like, they were like, God, let's give him something that is actually going to...
Everyone drank it, actually. So you can fuck off.
So I went for these dinners and I didn't booze, but I'm still I'm tired today. And I haven't done... Why are you breathing so heavily into the mic? Why you sat there as I was talking and went... It's like you're just covering up my story.
Darth Vader. Yeah, I think people have had enough.
No, they like it. Listen, I had a cigarette on the weekend.
What?
I had 2 cigarettes. I mean, I had 3 cigarettes.
Bloody hell.
I don't even like cigarettes.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I thought...
You think you don't look that cool anymore.
I'm not boozing, so I smoked a cigarette. I smoked three of them, and I was like...
This is the problem with people like you, is they replace...
People like me.
They replace one thing with another.
What you're doing. I can't have the Prosecco, so I'm going to have fake Prosecco.
I'm pretty sure that's quite a good alternative. I'm not replacing it with another substance. I'm like, you're replacing drinking with smoking, which arguably is probably worse.
Yeah, I had a cigarette. I had three cigarettes. First cigarette I had, it gave me like a head rush. I was like, oh, God, I feel it's a head rush. And then they said, do you want to go for another cigarette? I was like, all right. That one made me feel bad. Maybe this one made me feel good. Made me feel double as bad.
Are we sponsored by Marlboro now?
Yeah. I'm just really, I feel like the cigarette market is having a bad time. I'm just trying to push it out of there.
We're a young go-getter, an entrepreneur. Let's get him in.
And then the third cigarette, it was not good either. So, and then also, I think I'm still in the lull of not drinking.
It's actually 3 weeks.
I'm listening to this audiobook, which you should listen to. You're breathing again into the, what is this breathing?
I'm doing breath work. It's basically every time you hear me do that, that's when a thought of drinking is coming to my head and I have to just slowly decompress.
You're Wim Hofing as I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm hoffing hard.
You're Wim Hofing.
It's also when I want to like punch you in the face as well. If you hear that, I just want to get you and give you another noogie.
Every time I think about drinking. So anyway, I'm reading this book, which all you listeners, if you're trying to break, you're doing it again. You're breathing.
I'm not.
Stop breathing.
I'm holding my breath.
No, I'm joking. You can breathe.
Thanks.
So there's this book called Atomic Habits, which was all about breaking bad habits and creating good habits. Mm-hmm. And his whole ethos is that you shouldn't look. So if you want to win an Olympic gold medal, right? Don't think about the Olympic gold medal because that's the ultimate prize. That's almost too much. Think about the process to do it. So the individual wins. And he talks about the English cycling team, how they were terrible at cycling. And they had this new coach come in. And he changed little things. Like,
I don't reckon they were terrible at cycling. They were probably all right.
They were all right.
They literally hadn't cycled before.
I still had their stabilizers. They were terrible.
They read this book.
Yeah, and they read this book and they changed their habits. No, he was saying that loads of things. Like he changed the massage oil because to see which...
it's weird.
Sorry. Wait, hang on. This book's weird.
The first change was he changed his massage oil. Wow. So groundbreaking. It's really, really thoughtful stuff.
He changed the massage oil to check which oil was quicker to help the muscles become better. He changed.
Did he then leave a link to? And you can purchase this oil.
Use my code.
Atomic Idiot 10.
He then changed the winter clothing. So cyclists used to wear outdoor clothing when they used to cycle outside. He said, no, wear the indoor clothing. Basically, the whole point is that you change little habits slowly by slowly. And the guy has this amazing story. I was hit with a baseball bat in the face. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, but by accident. And he had to change his whole life. And little habits made him become great. And actually changing the 1%, that may be waking up in the morning and making your bed. Just do that. Just do that. That's what you need to do. That will change you to make your routine better. Mm. Or if you're going to, don't say to yourself, because it's January, okay, I'm gonna cut out alcohol completely. You shouldn't really, it should be automatic change. However, alcohol is a big thing. Let's take gymming, for example. I'm gonna go to the gym every single day. Don't do that. Almost say, right, I'm gonna go to the gym once a week. Once you do once a week, then go to twice a week, then twice a week. And you do that. Those little changes actually make a big difference. So I've just started the book. That's my thing, yeah. His book is better than mine. That's all I'm going to say. And really? I think he sold a little more copies.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he sold like 8 million copies.
That's impressive. How many did you do in the end?
I didn't do. I think I just, what?
Hey.
Nice. Hey. Wow. Also, the other thing is, because I think we should be honest on the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I've been doing this thing. I love NFL. And this American football.
I saw you post this, but I kind of brushed past it. What was that about?
Okay, so NFL is the playoffs at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's like the quarterfinals or final. It's like the quarterfinals or semifinals of a World Cup.
Yeah.
And it's American football. I've been placing bets recently.
Good podcast for you. Smoking and gambling. Really, really. You're a role model.
Yeah.
Didn't you work for the BBC?
Yeah.
I remember those days that you worked for the BBC.
I do. I've been placing bets. I've been doing like little bets on the NFL. And last night.
This is
night,
where you go. Oh,
No. I put a bet last night on. So it was the it was the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Los Angeles Rams. Tom Brady going out with Giselle. He's a quarterback. He plays for the Buccaneers.
Why are you now pointing at me?
I don't know. Because it's just, that's what he would do.
Right.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Anyway. They were losing by 25 points. I thought, okay, fine, I'll put a bet on them. Mm-hmm. I put a bet. Mm-hmm. I put £200.
Yeah.
It was 50-1.
Right.
Yeah.
And it didn't come in.
They scored to equal in the last minute.
Yeah.
I would have won. And if they I would have won £10,000 from £200. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to actually win this game because they came back from 24 down. So, and then the Rams scored in the last 20 seconds.
You didn't win.
They got a freaking field goal in the last 3 seconds. So I didn't win.
I weirdly feel like strangely happier. I don't know what, it's bizarre. Suddenly feel really good.
I was furious.
I can imagine you getting
furious. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I've never got into American football. It's too stop-start for me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So just quickly with you, you haven't drunk, you haven't eaten meat. So you haven't eaten meat since episode.
No, I slipped up.
Oh, with alcohol?
No, not with booze.
Okay, tell me.
You'd know about it if I'd slipped up with booze.
Yeah.
I had a scotch egg, well, half of a scotch egg, and I forgot it's got sausage meat in it.
What the fuck? What do you think it was?
Just some bloody good stuff. I don't know.
What did you think it was?
It's about small steps. Now, here you are, because I've had one minor mishap going, oh, you fucking fucked up. It's all over.
Yeah, damn straight.
That's
baby.
Not how it works.
Oh,
first
God.
Of all, support your friends.
Your blonde hair's stupid.
Yeah.
What?
Have you seen yours? I modeled it on yours. I literally was like, yeah, give me the Lang, please. And that's not even how you say surname properly. And I always say it wrong, and I'm going to continue to forever. Does it not annoy you? Because I've said Lang the whole time I've known you, and it's actually Leng.
Yeah, but I've said that my whole life, so don't mind.
Yeah.
You're not somebody new, are you? I don't care.
Okay.
Jesus, you're aggressive.
Anyway, look.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best, and that's all we can do.
Okay, that's good.
I still haven't drunk, so...
I tell you who is trying her best at the moment is Adele. Did you see this?
Oh, gosh, she was very emotional.
So explain
her,
this.
Her tour got cancelled, right?
So her tour got cancelled.
Because of COVID, people in her team were sort of...
Well, she postponed her Las Vegas residency last minute. That seems like that seems like a rogue thing.
Are you gunning for Adele?
When we used to do PAs back in the day, personal appearances, I used to cancel those last minute, and it was uproar in Southampton.
The fact that you've just brought those two.
Yeah, it is. It's a level par.
It's a
level par right there.
Jamie.
And I used to do
the amount of times I used to drop you, or we'd be doing like a similar city or something, and I'd drop you off, and you'd just get so hammered.
There was once you got thrown out of your own gigs. There was once.
And I'd have to collect them, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry for him. And they'd be like, that guy's terrible. He's exactly as we expected, and probably worse. He's a fucking prick.
That was once. What happened, listeners, is that...
You think it's once because you can't remember.
It was once.
You can't remember the other times because you were so drunk.
There was once. What happened was Alex and I went to a personal appearance. You went to another club. I went to one club. You went to another club. Mm. you left me at the first club that I was doing a PA at. And I remember you leaving me and going... I don't think I can leave him. I don't think I can leave him.
Oh my God, you were such a mess.
And then I don't remember what happened, but I suddenly came to, and I was standing behind you in your DJ booth in a different nightclub. I was like, how on earth did I get here?
These club promoters have paid, good money, and this fucking weird little blonde guy turns up completely off
quite his... big, because I would have been wearing my Saint Laurent boots with a Cuban heel.
Completely off his face, like can barely open his eyes, like just look straight through you.
Oh, yeah, but listen, maybe I was covering up for other things. Why do you think about that? Oh, there's probably a reason why he got so drunk that night. Maybe he's covering things up.
What were you covering up?
I don't know. covering it up there.
The fact that you hated Bognor Regis.
Where were we that night?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
But that was the only night that's happened.
Nah. Yeah, it's happened multiple times.
No, it hasn't.
Do you remember Kingston?
What happened in Kingston?
He was like not going to pay us because you were really rude or something.
Shut up! No.
Yes, you do. There was like some big hoo-ha.
I remember I went to Ireland once for a personal appearance, to Northern Ireland, and we got up the next day having done the night, and the nightclub manager said, don't worry, I'll meet you at the airport and I'll give you your money. And we're like, great, fine. And I was with a friend of ours, actually an old co-host, Francis.
Oh, I remember this.
And we arrived at the airport, waited for the manager to come up, and he came up to us with these two bouncers and said, I'm not paying you. And we went, what, sorry? He went, yeah, we're not paying you. And I went, oh, we just, what?
You started to roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, like, I started to fold my shoulders.
Get ready to meet pain. Started to fold your shoulders.
Who do you want to meet first? Who do you want to meet first? Uppercut or hook? Which one?
Who do you want to meet first? Privilege upbringing? Or where's my credit card?
He bought the heavies and we're not paying you. And I went, why? And he said, we're not paying you. And I went, oh my. And I went, and I put up a fuss. And Francis in the airport said, let's go, Jamie. And looked at him and went, this will be the biggest mistake of your life. And as I walked through the airport with Francis, he went, well, you're not going to do anything. And he went, yep, I know. Threatened him, an empty threat. And that, an empty threat. Oh my God. And then what happened was,
What was his reason?
I don't know. I just don't think he wanted to pay us. I don't know.
I reckon something happened.
No, nothing happened. I suppose nothing.
No, no, no.
Anyway, I still had this guy's number. And then someone from a promoter from that same nightclub said, oh, by the way, your best mate's in London this week. This is like a few months later. Is in London this weekend, the nightclub manager. And I sent him a message. saying, here, you're in London, in my city now.
In my city now, would you like some tips on where to go? Because there's a fantastic new Michelin restaurant.
Michelin?
You probably use the money that you didn't pay.
I sent him a message saying, you're in my city now.
You're in bandit country now, boy.
Yeah.
No one even knows you're fucking here. Yeah. And then what did you do?
I was with Guy Ritchie at the time. So I was and Jason Statham. Let's get him, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to everyone and got a suit of
That's all hard men do before a big battle. Go and get a Savile Row suit.
I've got to give you an update on my wedding planning.
Oh, really?
Yes, you're an usher.
Is that still going on?
Yes, it is. It's going to go on until 2023.
Fucking hell.
So we're going to get our wedding done in 2023.
You're going to get it done.
You're going to get it done.
You're going to get it out of the way.
Going to get it done. We had lots of you lovely listeners. Thank you so much for sending.
Oh, wait, isn't there suggestions?
Yeah, we got suggestions. We got suggestions. Thank you so much for your suggestions into our DMs at Private Podcast. We got one from Living Life Out Loud saying Cape Town, where it all started. We considered that. We wanted to do a New Year's party in Cape Town. We had another one for Fiona Pring, McVitie's Factory. It's quite good. Joey Red, Croatia. Kayla Berg, Australia.
Croatia. Where's Croatia?
Croatia.
Ah, there we go.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Making fun of my dyslexia, you?
Oh,
look at that.
For God's sake.
There you go.
Always acting the victim.
Okay.
Stop gaslighting me.
We had another one from Miri Amoka saying, Gretna. Where's Gretna?
Gretna Thunberg.
G-R-E-T-N-A.
Thunberg?
Gretna Thunberg.
Is that her surname?
Gretna Thunberg.
Gretna Thunberg?
No, her name is Greta.
Yeah, I knew.
Barbados from Chaz 2254.
Nice.
Brighton Bandstand from Just Jack 80.
That'd be good.
Tiffany Lauren said Mykonos, the Wild Hotel. There's loads of suggestions. so I'm gonna announce.
And what?
I'm gonna announce what we.
Have you chosen a spot?
Yeah, we've chosen a location
to celebrate the love, man.
I do. I want to celebrate the love and the passion and the desire and the all of it.
I can't even finish his sentence when he's talking about.
So I'm going to tell her we'll do it. Sophie's going to be so upset that I'm actually saying it on the podcast.
I think she'd probably be used to you sort of publicly talking about things for your own game.
I'm going to tell you, ready for this? Yeah. We are having it in Seville.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in Seville. We're doing it in Seville.
That's going to be
2023.
Nice. The hottest part of Europe.
I know.
Or something like that.
I know. It's called the frying pan of Europe, I think.
Nice. So you're going to be there, little sausage baking in the sun.
Yeah, you would love that. Ooh, you little meat eater.
Yeah.
Probably make a scotch egg out of me, wouldn't you?
Here we go.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Anyway, right. So Seville.
Seville. We're doing in Seville.
Lovely.
We are choosing our wedding planners at the moment. The whole thing is just a freaking nightmare. It's a nightmare, dude.
Get that planner in.
Yeah. It's a complete nightmare. It really is, to the point where I almost thought that what I want to do is I want to start a little section called Nearly Weds.
Section of what?
Podcast.
Okay, nice.
Called Nearly Weds. Because we're nearly wed. Yeah. Not you. I don't know why I pointed at you there. But
yeah.
Which is all about wedding planning and the wedding and what's happening and doing this and recording that and documenting that and all those different things. Nearly Weds.
Amazing. Wow.
Be more excited.
You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I am.
I look at you and I think, wow.
Atomic Habits,
when
baby.
Does this guy sleep?
Atomic Habits.
When does this guy
Atomic
sleep?
Atomic Habits. Every little change means something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To all you lovely private partners, we also received an email. We love these emails. Please, please, please. It's from a listener. It's from someone called John. And we love to listen to your email. So please slide into our DMs if you have an email, if you have something to say, something about the podcast, anything at all. We love to hear from you at Private Podcast. John says, hi there. Firstly, I'm a big fan of the Private Parts podcast. Listen to it daily at work.
All right.
There you go, damn right. In the few of the episodes I've listened to, Jamie asked the audience for their ideas on what they would want to hear, so I see more of on the podcast. So I thought I would take this opportunity to make a request. Firstly, is it possible to do more interviews with the MIC stars? Verity, Tristan, Rez, James, and some of the old cast too, like Andy, Frankie, my ex-girlfriend. My ex-girlfriend. Who just had a baby.
Did she?
She just had a baby.
Bloody hell.
Stevie and Nicola. That's your ex.
Oh my God. Let's get them all in.
Yeah.
Let's get them all in. Let's have a party.
Let's get them all in. When was the last time you spoke to your ex?
Last year, I think. I saw her at a party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I was a late comer to MIC, but I'm up to season 20, episode 3 so far, watching an episode a night.
Oh, classic
season. Wow. Could you reveal more about what goes on behind the scenes? How you go in for a scene? How do you prepare? How are you notified about the scene you are doing? How do you get invited to join the show? Where do you draw the line between real and fiction? Do on-screen confrontations bleed over into real life? Could we see a scene that is being filmed, but from behind the camera's perspective?
Jay, you know you can breathe.
Fascinated by this sort of idea.
Out.
Just some ideas. Anyhow, keep up the great show and look forward to hearing more shortly. Regards, John. John,
so who's this John?
John, I've got
John, unfortunately, contractually, my lips are sealed. I cannot reveal how we made the show.
John, I'll tell you what, John, stick around for the next bonus episode and I'll tell you more then. How about that?
Is that NBC lawyers I can hear? There's just men in suits outside staring at you through the window.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in once again to a wonderful bonus episode. Please stay tuned for Nearly Weds. It's going to be a great little section of the podcast. We're really excited for it. Sophie's going to be involved. It's going to be great. Talking all things wedding planning, the arguments, the conversations. We're going to get a deep dive into wedding planning. We're going to hear from other people. I'm going to be recording everything. It's a great new segment.
Does this mean extra work?
Yeah. More podcasting, more recording. Think of it as a Louis Theroux documentary, but I'm the host and it's all about me.
Far more highbrow.
And it's all about me. That's what it is. All right, everybody, we're going to see you on Friday for another episode where our guest is Ashley Roberts. She's a pussycat doll.
Yeah, we talked about munching butt, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Just had to check myself there for a second.
Talk about
we
munching
did. We spoke
butt.
About her eating anus in the jungle.
That is very
jungle anus.
Hope you enjoy this. Have a great day. Whatever you're doing, if you're baking bread, playing frisbee, or even driving a car, be safe and wear a seatbelt.
Yeah. That was nice.
See you later, everybody. Have a great week.
Yeah. I second that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.